Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of On the Road with That Wisconsin Couple, episode number 44. And since you guys loved episode 35 so much, Dog Friendly Winter Adventures, we got a bunch of messages about it. So we are going to do a Dog Friendly Adventures for every season of this year.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yep. This is episode number 44. As always, I am Hayden.
And I'm Julia.
And we are going to do a dog-friendly adventure episode for the springtime. Julia, hit him with a fun fact.
My fun fact is kind of just a teaser. It's not as fun today. But on social media, if you don't already follow us, at That Wisconsin Couple on Instagram and Facebook. But we are shifting into summer, and our summer content is going to be, obviously, we're going to share dog-friendly places and all our usual content, but we're going to kind of shift things up and do a little state park series. And in this series, we are going to quote-unquote review all 50 of the Wisconsin state parks. So we've been to a lot of them, but there's quite a few we haven't been to, but we are prioritized getting to them this summer. I'm going to kind of bring you reviews that look something like what trails we liked, what we didn't like, what there is to do in these state parks, whether or not their park is dog-friendly, and like what you can do in the surrounding area to make it a full-blown day trip.
Hell yeah. And if you guys don't already know, our dog-friendly Google map has now gone live. Good news, it's free.
It is free.
200-plus dog-friendly places across the state, color-coded for whether you can bring them inside, whether you can lodge with them there, whether you can take them to a patio, just all different locations and all different dog-specific spots you can go
throughout
the state of Wisconsin.
It is a free map. I'll link it in the show notes, as well as it's just on our website, thatwisconsincouple.com. It's under the shop tab. You do have to check out on our website, but it is completely free. It's, yeah, exactly that. There's 200 dog-friendly places that on this Google map that you can save right to your phone. And if you're out and about, want to plan some trips with your pup this summer, this is a great resource. Your support has been absolutely crazy. Thank you guys so much. We are happy you love it.
Absolutely. And to tie into that as well, this is just your friendly reminder to always bring waste bags for your dog's poo, a water bowl for your dog, water to go in that water bowl, and bring that everywhere that you travel with your pups for a convenient, clean adventure. Be sure to pack up after your pets when you take them out. Keep them on a leash at all times in public spaces that permit you to have your dog a leash.
Yeah, I think Kata meant pick up after your pups. So
yeah, pick up their poop.
Yeah, you said pack up.
Oh, yes.
That's okay. And just a friendly reminder that our On the Road Google map is still available for purchase. It is separate than the dog-friendly map. The dog-friendly map is strictly dog-friendly businesses that we've been to and that we personally recommend. But the On the Road map has over 750 pins of all of the places we recommend on the podcast. So it has many, many, many more pins on it and just like all of our recommendations in whole. And I think without further ado, just always remember to bring waste bags, bring a water bowl, bring water, and pick up after your pet when you're traveling with them, just to help keep areas dog-friendly. But without further ado, should we jump into our 7 dog-friendly day trips for spring?
Absolutely. We will start up in the north.
East
with Sturgeon Bay. Take it away, babe.
So Sturgeon Bay has a bunch of Door County has a bunch of state parks, but we most recently explored Pottawatomie State Park. Really, really cool state park. It holds the eastern terminus of the Ice Age Trail. So it has a great Ice Age Trail segment that takes you along the shores of Green Bay. There is a huge campground. There's just kind of a lot to explore and a lot of good, like, well-marked, well-taken care of trails. And you can actually rent bikes in that state park, too, if you wanted to, like, bike around. But Pottawatomie State Park is great. Jump on the Ice Age Trail, hike a few miles, and then a very short drive into downtown Sturgeon Bay, you can find Bridge Up Brewing. It is right along the bay. and literally right along the bridge. The bridge does go up, I think, hence the name. But dogs are allowed inside this tap room. So the tap room is in like the first level. And then upstairs, there's a restaurant. So while you're enjoying a beer with your pup in the tap room, you can actually order for like carry out from upstairs and bring it downstairs to the tap room and eat it with your dog. So you'll have like essentially a tab upstairs for food and a tab downstairs for beer. But they also have, if it's nice enough, you could sit outside on the patio. Again, right on the water with your dog. But yes, the tap room is dog friendly as well. So these spring destinations are going to have a little mixture of indoor-outdoor places, as winter was all indoor. So just kind of get excited.
Absolutely.
And another little teaser. We officially have a trip back to Door County in the books.
Hell yes, I love Door County.
And the pups are coming with us for the very first time.
Right on, right on.
So look forward to that episode. But we'll start with Sturgeon Bay, Door County teaser.
Absolutely. The next destination is going to be in Amherst. Did I go here?
Yeah, we did this day trip together. So Hartman Creek State Park is not that far from Stevens Point. Mm-hmm. We went there, we hiked on the Ice Age Trail, and then they had like that like running water that was like flowing over like a spillway.
Oh, yeah.
And we hiked around there. It was like early spring. It was still pretty icy. And then after that, we drove to Slice Pizza, which is on your way to the final destination. And we picked up a pizza from Slice. They sell like doughy dog treats as well that are like baked dog treats. That was kind of cute. So we bought some of those. And then we made our way to Central Waters Brewery. This is a beautiful big space that has a lovely outdoor patio / beer garden that's dog friendly. It also had like fireplaces and a window you could walk up and order to. So a great dog friendly destination because you can cozy up by the fire and you don't have to go inside with your dog to order because they're not welcome in the tap room there. Mm. So yeah, eat your pizza on the patio. They let you carry in food. Eat your pizza that you picked up from Slice and kind of just lounge on the patio next to the fire or in the sunshine or whatever kind of weather you're having and enjoy a little brewski.
I do remember Central Waters. Central Waters is a pretty cool spot. If you ever get a chance to check that one out. That is a must for sure.
Yeah, really cool spot. It is kind of like out there. Like I felt like we didn't pass a lot, but we made that trip specifically to go to Hartman Creek State Park. And then after that, I was looking for somewhere dog friendly and Central Waters was the first one that came up. So you do a little bit of a drive from one place to the next, but it makes for a good day trip.
Absolutely. The next one, is this one we went with my parents?
Yeah.
Trempolo over in the La Crosse area.
Yeah, north of La Crosse.
Absolutely.
On the Mississippi River.
We did Parrot State Park. Is that how you say it?
Perot, I think.
Perot. But Trempolo, yeah, we went to Perot State Park. Beautiful views of the Mississippi. Pretty vertical.
Yeah, like good hike. Like we got our heart rates up. Like we went up steep and then you go down kind of steep in some stairs. Beautiful, beautiful area though.
Yeah, for sure. And then we also went to El Morro Winery. Is this where we got the pizza?
No, that was the pizza farm, but it's not open anymore.
So I'll go there.
El Morro is kind of cool because the patio / like picnic table outdoor seating area kind of flows into the winery, like into the vineyard. And they also had like a fun little, because we were there in the summer, so it was like busy time, but they had like a little pop-up beer station where you could order outside. So if you're going in like prime season, I know this is spring, we're talking spring day trips. But there was a spot for us to order outside when we were there. If you go with your dog, you might need a buddy so that somebody can hold the dog while the other person goes in to order. But they also serve like light snack plates and stuff. But again, massive outdoor space to like kind of chill and relax.
Lots of surface area to play with the dogs.
And when it's really hot, Hayden doesn't love wine. But we did love that they serve Toppling Goliath beers as well. I guess I don't know if they still do that, but that was a really nice perk for us when we were there. Yeah, Perot is a great challenging hike, and then you're going to go relax in the vineyard.
Absolutely. I'll let you take the next one because I did not go.
You did not go on this one. So number four is Superior / Duluth, Minnesota day trip, and it's going to start off with hiking Pattison State Park and Omicron Falls State Park. You're probably sick of me talking about these beautiful waterfalls by now, but both Omicron Falls has a covered bridge that you can stroll and very short trails, like very, very short trails that you can walk and see a gorgeous waterfall. Multiple falls, like in this little loop, like multiple falls. Stunning. Then you're going to drive over to Patterson State Park and see Big Manihue and Little Manihue Falls and kind of enjoy the tallest waterfall in Wisconsin. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Spring is a great time to go see waterfalls because, well, there's not a lot of snow this year, so I guess I don't know if that's true, but usually there's a lot of snow melt and the waters are rushing, so it's kind of a good time to see them. But then after that, after you spend a little time there, you can drive from Superior, Wisconsin over to Duluth, Minnesota. And in Duluth, there is a brewery called Ursa Meyer. And I really liked this brewery because they had a covered and heated patio. So kind of like no matter what the weather, you were going to be comfortable with your dog after that hike. So again, good spring transition season, place to hang out. And then additionally, they also, like right up the road, there was Hunger Hippie Tacos, which had a cozy patio that you could eat at. You will have to go inside and order. So again, bring a buddy, somebody holds the dog, somebody goes in. But really great food, huge portions. Be prepared for that. Maybe plan on sharing with somebody. But super good. I really liked that. And I had both dogs by myself when I was on that trip. And there's like street parking right in front of the restaurant. I just parked the car, left the window open, went in and ordered. And then told them, like, I would be on the patio because they bring your food to your table. And I just got the dogs out of the car. We sat at a picnic table. They brought my food out to me, and it was great. But loved it.
Next one. I like the spot. It is Chippewa Falls. Obviously, Chippewa Falls, known for the Liney Lodge, the Lining Kugels Brewery, which the patio is definitely dog-friendly.
Super dog-friendly. We always see other dogs there.
Yeah. They got snacks, they got beers, they got the, I like the mix and match beers. You know, they like all the lineys on tap and they have like different recipes, like mix a berry Weiss and a honey Weiss to make a honey bear. So they have a bunch of really cool mixology with the beers on tap there, which can open you up to some different styles, different flavor profiles of their beers, which is pretty sweet. That was a pretty cool little thing that they thought of. I'm sure that was an original thought when they started making
it. Did you say it's called brewology? I can't say
it. I said mixology.
Oh, they call it brewology. It's kind of fun. So yeah, that's a really nice patio. And again, they have a window you can order at. So nobody has to go in and like somebody has to hold a pup. You can just all order together. For the snacks, they served soft pretzels and fresh cheese curds, I think. And then they had like a bunch of like beers that are only served there too from like their test brewery. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun because you can try some like some fun new beers and provide your feedback. Usually like they give you a little survey. So that's kind of fun.
But just a killer gift shop.
Oh, the best gift shop. Oh, it's great. Their merch is so fun. And they definitely have dog stuff, which is pretty iconic because our dog's name is Lion and Kugel.
Yeah.
Right, Liney?
Absolutely. You can talk on the Lake Wissota or Brunette Island State Park.
Yeah, so Lake Wissota is a man-made lake that has some great hiking trails, but definitely the dog swim area is like all like grassy and it's a really nice area. The dogs can kind of just wade in. However, I would recommend checking your dog for ticks after. There are some signs posted to check for ticks and we pulled quite a few off of Papsters that day. Mm-hmm. So that was like my worst nightmare, but it was fine. I did it. I was an adult that day. Hayden doesn't believe me. Okay. And so, yeah, Lake Wissota, you can walk. There's pretty trails along the lake. Again, a nice dog-friendly swim area, but I just recommend checking for ticks after. The other state park Hayden mentioned is Brunette Island State Park. And we went to this state park the summer of 2020. So it was COVID summer. And we were just kind of looking to get outside and we packed a picnic and went on a little day trip up to this state park that neither of us had ever heard of before. We literally just found it on the map and said, let's go here. So we drove up there and drove back in the same day, like literally the epitome of a day trip. And we literally just hiked around this island and there's not a ton of trails, but it is like a beautiful little oasis. And there's like lots of like cool, like flowage and like water. You see a lot of people kayaking. Gorgeous, gorgeous area. Like one side of the island was like in this like little lagoon. It was so beautiful. So I think kind of like an underrated state park. They do have a really nice campground that we were super impressed with when we were walking around after we had our picnic. But yeah, just a cool place to kind of check out. And then after that, yeah, we went to the Liney Lodge for some brewskis on the patio because COVID summer, baby.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like to get back to. Maybe on the way somewhere. I don't know. I feel like we always go through Chippewa Falls or like Eau Claire. So like a detour to Chippewa Falls on a lot of our trips. So maybe when we go to Cable.
Sure. I'm down. Next up is Milwaukee. There is way more dog-friendly spots that we're going to talk about. We're just going to highlight some ones that we like.
Yeah. So the first things first is go to our Instagram right now. If you're listening to this episode the day it comes out, literally yesterday we're doing a giveaway with Milwaukee Paw Pass. Milwaukee Paw Pass is a little doggy passport that gets you discounts and like it comes with little coupons at dog-friendly places around Milwaukee. So some places allow your dog inside, some are just patios, and some are real retail shops. But each place gives you like a little note in the book that tells you what to expect. If you bring your dog there, it's just a really great resource and kind of a fun little excuse to take your pup out this summer. So check that out. We're giving one away and you can find them at Milwaukee Paw Pass. I will tag them, all the things, in the episode recap.
Absolutely. You can take the next one too.
The next place that I would recommend walking your dog in spring in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, is Seven Bridges. So Seven Bridges is quite literally a long trail that has seven bridges that you cross. It's really beautiful. It takes you along the shores of Lake Michigan. You can kind of go to the beach there. Just kind of a beautiful little adventure. And it does not feel like you're in the city. Again, shores of Lake Michigan, beautiful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then the brewery I paired that with this little day trip is called Component Brewing. And I actually just was here on Sunday after Sam's shower.
Oh, yeah, after the shower. Nice.
So I stopped there because they're a Paw Pass place that I had never heard of. But Liney is literally trying to climb in Hayden's lap right now. And you guys can't see it.
She's trying to talk on the mic.
But Component Brewing is really cool. They are like the definition of like dog friendly. Like when I walked in there, almost everybody had a dog. I'm pretty sure every table had at least one dog with them. Like it's like the definition of like a doggy social. Super, super cool and welcoming. So love to see that. I was very happy.
Also, take that in consideration. Like if you have an anxious dog or something like that, it's going to be busy.
Yeah, definitely expect other dogs. Like 100%. But just a really cool spot. They are a Milwaukee Paw Pass destination, but they don't serve food, but they have, like, you can get food delivered and eat it there. Yeah, cozy little joint with lots of pups. Really liked it.
And obviously, we saved the best for last. Right here in the hometown, we're talking about Devil's Lake.
Yeah, a little bear bouquet trip.
Anywhere is dog friendly at Devil's Lake. I don't think you can take him into the chateau.
You can't take him in the beach.
Yeah, but there is a dog friendly
swim
little
area.
Swim area for
on
the pups.
On both shores, yeah.
So they make sure you have your leash on them. Leashes are mandatory everywhere at Devil's Lake, but you can camp with your dog. You can walk on any and all trails, up the bluff, down the bluff, both sides. Let them swim around. It is a great, great destination to take your pup.
I agree. Devil's Lake is a really good one in the spring, too, because you can kind of beat those summer crowds. It will not be long until summer, and Devil's Lake is insanely crowded. So just kind of our recommendation is to get there now as locals.
Like, I feel like even when it's the busy season, it's not like crazy dog heavy all the time.
No, I don't think so.
I could just be like, because it's such a large area, it might not seem like, you know, because they're not all condensed into one spot.
Yeah, but I don't know if I've ever been, like, uncomfortable with the dogs.
Yeah, it's never
I have asked people to put their dog on a leash before.
Sure.
Yeah, but we love Devil's Lake. Again, we live 5 minutes from there. I often hike there all year round, but I go early in the morning, so I don't see a lot of other people.
And it's not just, like, the Devil's Lake area, too, or, like, just, like, where the lake is. You know, you have Stanky Basin, which is like a little suburb of Devil's Lake.
Yeah.
You have
very good. If your dog doesn't do well with other dogs, Stanky Basin isn't like a strategic trail to go on because the trails are super wide, which can kind of give your dog plenty of room to pass other dogs and or wait to be passed and beautiful up nonetheless. You can kind of go up the South Bluff and then circle back, so you can still see some beautiful views without having the traffic.
Yeah, and then right outside of the main entrance of the North Shore of Devil's Lake is Tumbled Rock Brewery. And they have a big AstroTurf patio that normally has live music when the weather is nice. They have a full bar. I mean, obviously, keep your dog in the patio, but they have the garage doors that open up. You know, you can sit on the patio. They'll serve you out there, so you don't have to go in and order and leave your pup with somebody.
They also have heaters on the patio if you're going on, like, not the warmest day. Again, we're talking spring. You never know in Wisconsin. They also have some fireplaces out there if you just wanted to have a beer and not dinner.
Yep.
But if you are going to eat, we do recommend the cheese curds there. So good.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we like there?
I love the fried bologna sandwich.
The French onion soup. Oh, my gosh.
Their pizzas are good.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really go wrong. Their hot chicken sandwich is good.
Yeah. Just a really, really, like, good, well-loved by everyone spot kind of thing.
Good atmosphere. And you don't, like, if you're camping at Devil's Lake, it's a good way to, like, get out of the state park, but not
go far.
Go far. I mean, if you're up for it, you can walk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You will go up a hill, but it'll be fine. It'll do good.
Yeah. And then not too far down the street on the same road from Tumbled Rock is Balanced Rock. These are two places named after iconic rocks at Devil's Lake. The Balanced Rock is, if you know of Devil's Lake, I'm sure you've seen at least a picture of Balanced Rock. I believe it is on the East Bluff.
It is on the East Bluff.
Kind of by, like, go through Devil's Doorway.
On the south side of the East Bluff, yeah. If you're coming up from the South Shore, you'll probably climb Balanced Rock Trail and go right by it.
Yeah, and this is a winery. Balanced Rock is a winery. They do have beers, domestics, stuff like that.
In cans, yeah.
In cans. This is where you bring your golf clubs because the Baraboo Country Club has a little collaboration that they do with.
Oh, no, they sold it. Did you not know?
Oh, I guess I did. But you still get still get tokens at either place. You buy a beer and get a token. I think it's like $8, and you get a bucket of balls and a beer.
Yeah.
And wet golf balls around. It is all AstroTurf and concrete, and the tees aren't the greatest, but just be prepared.
No, yeah, it's a fun spot, and lots of outdoor seating. It's not heated, so kind of pick your day strategically.
Music,
really good food as well, but all appetizers. They do have a few like wine-based cocktails, and the wines themselves are really good. But yeah, kind of just a fun spot. And then something I wanted to mention as well, I know we mentioned Stanky Basin as like if your dog doesn't do well with other dogs, it's like a good option for Devil's Lake. But additionally, Mirror Lake State Park, I think, is really underrated for pet friendliness because those trails are also really wide. They give everybody plenty of room if your dog's a little sensitive or anxious or reactive to kind of move around you. Neither of our dogs are reactive, but when I walk two dogs by myself, I am always thankful for a wide trail to get both of their butts seated off the trail so somebody can go by us.
Sure.
And at Mirror Lake, I never have a problem with that. It is really beautiful as well. It's definitely different vibes than Devil's Lake, but if you've never been, I would encourage you to check it out. Because it is still cool.
Absolutely. So those are our seven key spots in Wisconsin to take your dog for springtime adventures. And when you do decide to take your dogs out, don't forget to tag us on Instagram using the hashtag OnTheRoadWithTWC. We want to see what you guys are doing. We want to see if you enjoy our recommendations. We also want to see spots that you went that we didn't recommend that we should go see. So this helps us out, kind of scratch my back, we scratch your back type of situation. And it's just fun to see you guys getting out there and getting active with your puppies or cats, I guess.
But yeah, so those are our spring dog friendly day trips. We will be coming back with a summer episode and then much later this year, a fall episode. But don't forget about that dog-friendly Google map. Like I said, completely free, and you'll have a bunch of places to choose from for all the seasons. Like Caden said, it's color-coded for lodging, dogs allowed inside, and dogs allowed at the patio. So there's no shortage of choices. But we hope that you check out Sturgeon Bay, Amherst, Tremblo, Superior/Duluth, Chippewa Falls, Milwaukee, or Baraboo this spring, because we have quite a few trips planned ourselves.
Absolutely. We promise we wouldn't steer you wrong. We wouldn't tell you to go somewhere we didn't think you'd enjoy. So.
That's a good point. All 200 plus places on this dog friendly Google map, we have personally been to and recommend. So we have been to more than 200 something dog friendly places, but they didn't all make the list. And trust me, I've heard about it and I apologize. But we would just want to truly recommend things we enjoyed. And in addition to that, we won't add anything to the list without us seeing it for ourselves first. So these are real valid recommendations for you guys.
Yeah. And if you're any platform you're listening on, Apple Music, anything like that, Apple Podcasts, why don't you just go ahead and give us 5 stars because we're awesome.
We would really appreciate it. And if you have a favorite dog-friendly summer destination you want us to feature in our next little part of this series, reach out and let us know because we'll be out there with our dogs and we hope to see you there too.
You bet. Hey, and if you have any friends, tell them about us.
Yeah, if you want to send this episode to one person who you think would enjoy it, that'd be really cool.
Absolutely. It helps out a lot more than you guys know. Leaving comments, likes, shares, all that stuff goes a really long way. We appreciate it greatly. Julia works her ass off on this stuff, so.
Thanks.
When she's happy, I'm happy, so keep all those positive vibes, likes, and shares coming.
Yay!
Thanks, guys. Thanks for riding along.
Bye.